mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 8th day of July, 2005. It is Friday. Yesterday was 7/7/05, as you know well, and there were the four different bombings that took place in central areas of London. And we're going to open the phones up early in this hour, in fact, in the next segment, for listeners that want to comment on all the different discrepancies and evidence of prior knowledge and government involvement, or if you think, of course, it was the Islamists acting alone, you're welcome to push forward that flawed view as well. And I just have a massive stack of news and new developments here that I want to go over. I also want to play George Galloway. Headline: wary of staged terror attack as pretext for Iran invasion. I asked him that question a few weeks ago at the end of our interview, member of parliament, and I said, well, they want to go into Iran. He said, well, they probably don't have the political capital to do it. And I said, what if there's another attack? And he said, that's exactly a staged government attack to blame it on Iran. And he said, that's exactly what these rascals will do. We've got to worry about that. That is a big threat. So we'll be playing this clip coming up in the start of the next segment. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We also have two guests coming up today, starting in the middle of the second hour, and then another guest in the third hour, and we'll tell you about those guests. Of course, they all involve the situation in London. We'll be discussing that as well throughout the broadcast. Also, we cannot become distracted by this event. We will analyze it. We will cover it. But meanwhile, there are discussions of Karl Rove indictment being imminent. I don't know if I really believe that for the Plame situation, selling out the CIA spy chief over in Europe. Just to burn her ambassador husband, who exposed the fact that the Niger uranium documents were complete forgeries, one of a sea, an ocean, a constellation of lies and manufactured documents. We also have Alberto Gonzalez coming out yesterday and saying, well, I don't plan to be this on the Supreme Court, but if Bush asks me, I will. Trying to, you know, dampen the outrage and the mobilized forces against him. So we've got that happening. And, of course, bigger than even both of those events is CAFTA that passed the Senate last week, is on the verge of passing the House, and could be signed by the president as early as next week. So we are facing CAFTA, one large stepping stone towards the Pan-American Union, the Union of American States. And the bombings are a nice diversion for $62 a barrel oil. A lot of analysts saying it could hit $100 in the next 4 to 5 months per barrel. That will just devastate the economy and invigorate and expand inflationary pressures. We are also facing the moves for forced drugging and psychological testing. Cameras and microphones are going in everywhere. The government is openly announcing the end of Posse Comitatus to put troops on the streets even before the convenient and tragic bombing in London, bombings in London. There is so much, so it's your chance to talk about it. Worldwide, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on the blowtorch, WWCR, and on the internet at Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back, so keep it locked in.
Mm-hmm. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp.
Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. It is Friday, second segment, 8 minutes, 25 seconds in. Coming up in the next hour, we got Jack Blood. He's going to be joining us with his analysis, his take on the tragic events over in London yesterday. And I'm about to get into the latest developments concerning the string of blasts that the British government is still 30-something hours after the tragedy trying to cover up. It's got to be 40 hours plus after the tragedy. A lot of different conflicting stories. Of course, it is admitted that Benjamin Netanyahu did get a warning before the first blast not to leave his hotel. They tried to then deny that. Now they're, even in their denials, having to admit, okay, he did get a warning, but it wasn't specific. Talk about in your face. And then for an hour and a half after the bombings, which were clearly bombings, blown up bus and blown up trains, three different bombings in the train station and, of course, a bus being bombed. They were still saying it was electrical surges while they tried to prepare to control the story and get their unified propaganda front going. We know who has the motive in all of this, the military-industrial complex, whose phony war on terror that is really a war for empire and resources. It was stalling, and at the very same time with the war on terror stalling. We have the British people refusing to take the national ID cards and saying that they would riot over it. And if they say it, they mean it. Normally a very circumscript and docile crowd, you know, compared to many other populations. But once you get them mad, you've got a serious problem on your hands. And here domestically, the Karl Rove situation coming out, the fight over the Supreme Court nomination, and you know, major trial balloons for Alberto Gonzalez to be put in that position, the Supreme Court rulings on grabbing private property, just a whole host of issues like CAFTA set to pass the House here in the next week to bring us into the free trade area of the Americas. And one of the final pieces of the puzzle to create the American Union and the destruction of our sovereignty. $62 a barrel oil. All of this stuff is happening. And it was creating kind of a perfect storm of resistance against the New World Order and just a huge awakening and outrage against the corrupt forces that have hijacked Western governments, predominantly Airstrip 1, as it was known in 1984, England, and the larger component of Oceania, the United States. So I have been predicting, in fact, I have now been reminded of this, and we're getting the clip, and listeners have been calling in reminding me of this, and I've been getting emails reminding me of it on radio and TV about a month and a half ago. Don't ask me how I do this. I just see all the different indicators, all the different pieces. I don't make a lot of predictions. And I said on the TV show that I'm not issuing a total alert, but that I was 90-plus percent sure we would have a terror attack in the next 2 months, and that was a month and a half ago. Also said on the radio show, you heard callers calling in yesterday mentioning that fact. We're trying to find that particular day I said that on radio. We know the day I said it on TV, and that it would probably be some type of bombing of trains or buses in New York or London. And again, there's hundreds of different pieces of information that I integrate in with these warnings that I issue, and I don't issue a lot of them. You know, I said they'll probably use Bin Laden, who's CIA, to take the blame for an attack on the World Trade Center complex, July 25th, 2001, again 2 months before the attacks. I didn't say they'd fly airplanes into the buildings. I knew that was part of the plan. We talked about that previously. It had been all over the news. But again, I didn't issue it a year before. I didn't issue it 2 years before. I issued it directly 2 months before and said, call the White House and tell them don't carry the attacks out. I wasn't that sure this time. I just knew that with Bush having, a month and a half ago, a 35% approval rating, right now it's at 27%. By the way, when you watch the national news, they'll tell you it's at 40%, 35%. Those are specific questions about the war or specific questions about how he's handling the economy. When you ask about his general presidency, I've seen major Gallup polls and others, 27%. Okay, so we're seeing numbers, depending on the poll, between 27 and 35, 36%. Regardless, he's in the low 30s. I like to take multiple polls and kind of average them together. It's something I do. It's something that the focus groups do. I learned how to do that from reading about focus groups a decade ago, and you seem to get better numbers by doing that because all polls are inherently flawed. By averaging a large group of them together, we get low 30s. And believe me, folks, when Bill Clinton's approval rating hit 33%, we had the Oklahoma City bombing. There is no ifs, ands, or buts or debate about it. That was a government operation. We have it ironclad, documented, and we cover that in 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. 44 minutes of the almost three-hour film is exclusively dedicated to Oklahoma City. And we spend about 40 minutes on 9/11. We spend about 5 minutes on the first World Trade Center attack. You know, there's so many government-sponsored terror events that where we've caught them red-handed, that it takes hours just to cover it properly. And again, we cannot think about all of this in a vacuum. Every time their agendas stall, that is the globalists that own our prime ministers and presidents like loose change in their pockets, every time their agendas stall, we have massive terror attacks. It is that simple. Every single time their program is in trouble, this happens. Vladimir Putin was wildly unpopular as vice president under the drunken idiot Boris Yeltsin. He was not going to win in Russia. They did not have control of all the polling places, so they could carry out a fraud election. And so he had three apartment buildings blown up and blamed it on the Chechens. FSB was caught planting the bombs, hexogen bombs, in the fourth building by Moscow police in the southern suburb. FSB, Federal Security Bureau, forces went public and said it was an inside job. The other FSB agents raided the police station and seized the bombs and had their people released. We have caught the British doing it. We've got a giant archive. It's got to be like 50 different articles on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, of BBC, Reuters, UPI, London Telegraph, Scotsman, Ireland Today, reporting where admissions of the British cooking bombs, training drivers, bombing buildings, commanding IRA groups, Army intelligence in Britain, literally being the head of IRA splinter groups, and then the low-level people below them are real terrorists and don't even know they're working for a British commando. And then it comes out it was all staged. So a lot of these bombings, you have real terrorists. But you will have CIA or MI6 or Mossad or KGB, which is FSB today, over them, funding them, training them. They'll go out and actually recruit extremists, give them the money, give them the expertise. So you also have that. In fact, that is the majority of your conventional bombings are provocateur. Provocateur isn't the right word. It's even more than provocateur. It is literally orchestrated. Well, it's like, and then you have cases like Operation Gladio, 120-plus bombings. It's up in the 130s. And those were just U.S. Army going out and blowing up school buses. It's their favorite, predominantly in Italy, shooting politicians and then blaming it on leftists who the government didn't like. Again, I'm not a leftist, folks. I'm not defending the leftists. The leftist groups did this kind of stuff, too. But it doesn't make it okay for our government to be out doing this. You know, so that's how they corrupted our government. That's how they corrupted Cold War warriors. They'd take troops who'd lost buddies in Korea, and they'd say, all right, Captain, you want to really fight the commies? Well, here's examples of where the commies, you know, blew up their own stuff and blamed it on us. Well, we're going to do the same thing to them. You know, this is how we win. We got to be dirtier than anybody to win. You got to be more evil than evil to protect good. You got to protect the truth of the bodyguard of lies. Are you ready? Yes, sir. You blow that school bus up. This is how we'll beat the commies. Because the commies are killing millions. And why, if we just kill a few hundred little kids in a string of bombings, then we can save millions. So, do you understand? Yes, I understand. And then they come over to the dark side. And then from there, it's 9/11, folks. Planes flying into skyscrapers. And these guys get corrupt. They get a lot of extra money. They get the big mansions. They get the power. And the guys that were blowing up school buses in the 1970s are now in your State Department. They're now at the highest levels of the CIA. They're now at the highest levels of the Pentagon. Folks, let me just tell you, a lot of the people you see on TV, a lot of the administration individuals, they've actually killed. You understand? They've earned their bones. You got to do that first. This is mafia. These are hardcore killers. These are accomplished liars. These are very evil people who were selected and tested with dozens and dozens of tests for decades before they were put into real command positions. We'll play the George Galloway clip, where he said it is a real threat for our government or his government to carry out attacks as a pretext to invade Iran or to bolster the war. Then we'll take your calls and get into a bunch of news. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And the websites are massively updated. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Check them out right now. They're amazing.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year. November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
You now know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is when it happens, is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The keychain attachable NucAlert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the NucAlert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. See the keychain attachable NucAlert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. The patented NucAlert has even passed the rigorous military EMP tests and been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. Discover your family's primary nuclear defense today at NucAlert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, again, I'm going to go through an analysis after we take some calls on the latest developments with the tragic bombings in London. And we're hearing the probe into London blast will be arduous. Oh, yes, we're going to really get the truth. And the G8 leaders vow victory against terrorism. Now their main focus is the war on terror, i.e. a total police state in your communities, in your cities, in your countries. All over the world, a pall of darkness is falling down upon us under the pretext of fighting terror. George Galloway, wary of staged terror attacks, as a pretext for Iran invasion. And I said, here's the transcript. What do we do if the military-industrial complex carries out a terror attack to blame it on Iran, on them? Galloway, well, that's another very real danger. There's no way we can legislate for that, but we need to be on guard. We need to be vigilant. Unbelievable. Jones, Galloway, we need a vigilant citizenry that are wise for all the tricks of these monkeys are up to. And I tell you what, let's go ahead and play that clip. Member of the British Parliament, just about less than a month ago, on this broadcast, saying he doesn't think they'll be able to go into Iran unless there is convenient terror attacks. And I said, well, they'll be behind it. And he said, that's a very real threat. So here's George Galloway. Just two more final questions. We're going to let you go. I know you're very busy, and it's evening over there in London right now. Mr. Galloway, George Galloway, looking at this, you've gotten to Iraq falling apart. The Pentagon's own P2OG documents, perhaps folks should send this to you, said they want to widen the hatred, cause more attacks as a pretext to invade more countries. Where do you see this ending, and will they go into Iran?
I think they're too weak to do so. I think the Iraqi resistance has stopped them in their tracks. Undoubtedly, they planned to go into Iran and Syria, for that matter. But I don't believe that the public opinion in your country or mine would follow them there.
But Israel doesn't care about public opinion. They're saying they'll go ahead and may attack Iran.
Well, there's an opinion poll yesterday in the British press which showed fully 86% of the British people would oppose an attack on Iran. So if George Bush does decide to do that, on this one he'll have to count us out.
What if Israel drags us in?
Well, that's a possibility. Israel might strike Iran. And undoubtedly they're trying to stab Syria in the back rather than in the front. There's more than one way to skin a cat.
Well, I have another article. RAF bombing raids tried to goad Saddam into war, Times of London. They may try to goad Iran into doing something.
Yes, but people are not fools in these countries. They have their own sophisticated political class, and they know that Bush and Blair are too weak at the moment to launch any new wars. But we must keep them weak. If we let them recover their strength, if we let them off the hook,
all right,
then they may well decide to start
yet another
war. We got
30 seconds. What do we do if the military-industrial complex carries out a terror attack to blame it on them?
Well, that's another very real danger. There's no way that we can legislate for that, but we must be on guard. We need a vigilant citizenry.
Unbelievable. Mr. Galloway,
a citizenry that's alive to all the tricks that these monkeys are up to.
I salute you.
Thank you very much.
All right, folks. So that was the very end of the interview. We'll play that again in the third hour. It's so important. Right now, let's go to your calls. Jane, where are you calling us from today?
This is up here in the security zone, Alex, the Baltimore, Washington area.
Up there in lockdown command base.
You better believe it, and they're in a panic, too, because there appears to be a sea change taking place out here in the media. I'm witnessing a crossover and, in effect, the mainstreaming of Alex Jones, so to speak. I mean, I heard it brought... Your name was dragged into C-SPAN only yesterday morning when they forced people in typical PSYOP fashion to begin... having a touchy-feely on what they thought about the bombings in London. And immediately someone called in and pointed out the inside, the intuitive, obvious intuitive possibility that this was an inside job because it was just a little too perfect. Now, I saw the Arutz Sheva, Israeli newspaper report, Israeli national news report, documenting the advance warning to Benjamin Netanyahu. Leaving us with the empirical question of did he show up on time or not at that economic conference.
No, they say he showed up late, but then now they've tried to change that story.
Well, it's really important that you guys mirror these sites and keep this stuff because
they did.
To me, this is the brief, this is more than entertainment, you understand? This is a legal brief for indictments and arrests and trials.
Well, stay there, Jan. I'll let you finish up your comments on the other side, then we'll go to everybody else. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. We'll take calls and get more into the latest developments concerning the bombings. Who has the motive? Who's done this in the past? And you come to one conclusion. State-sponsored. Western-sponsored.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book The Bible Says for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book The Bible Says by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A 1 month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
All right, Jane and Barry and David and Ken and everybody, your calls are coming up here in just a moment. I do want to mention that the GCN Radio Network really is the global leader in alternative news reporting as it happens. Just amazing talk show host on this network, not just myself. And the way to support the network, if you're online, is to go to GCNlive.com. If you want more than just the 8-bit free streams, I mean, the other big radio networks out there, they're much bigger than we are, don't even offer streams for free. We do, but we have to pay for those. If you want a 16-bit or a 32-bit, you can subscribe for those different bandwidths for higher quality. It's like $7.95 a month, and an upgrade is $9.95 a month. There's different packages. And you can also subscribe for just the archives of all the shows. They're uploaded within 2 to 3 hours, sometimes even within minutes, but always within 2 or 3 hours of the end of a broadcast. They are uploaded in high quality for you to listen how you want, when you want. So be sure and go to GCNlive.com and get a membership today, because the satellites are not cheap. You know, we have to rent radio satellite feeds to feed our affiliates, AM and FM affiliates. We rent one of those from ABC News because they own the radio satellite. It's either that or Clear Channel. We have to rent also a TV satellite so we can feed the alternative news outlets that are out there. Very expensive. I don't want to get into a big wine fest about this. It's just we can do so much more when you support us, and this is a great way to do it, by going to GCNlive.com so you can hear broadcasts like this, and so we can continue to grow and fight the globalists. So GCNlive.com. And there's a lot of other great features and information there at GCNLive.com. Be sure and check out their book and video store as well. You can also buy an entire month of any program. I don't know how many hours that is. 5 days a week, 3 hours of my show on one CD that plays in most CD players, all computers, and in most DVD players. All of the show for an entire month for $19.95. You can buy them individually or sign up for a six-month subscription. I think they even have yearly subscriptions now if you want that. And they mail them out at the end of each month in a very timely fashion. I had a lot of friends and people I know that subscribe to it because, you know, they can't listen a lot of times when they're at work, but they can listen via one CD. I mean, how many hours is five times four, and you know, you calculate that up. That's how many hours of five times four, three times. So I mean, we're talking, what is it, upwards of 60 something hours a month, and I don't get a red cent of that, folks. But it gets the word out. And it supports this network, GCNLive.com, so please take advantage of that. And then very briefly, because I'm going to your calls and all this news, my new film, Martial Law, is all about government-sponsored terrorism, and it really is the preeminent work on the subject. How the globalists carried out 9/11, how they executed it, the history of it, we break it down with only the information that is documented. It is extremely powerful. We also spend time on the police state and on who the globalists are, their mindset, their ideology, the Bush-Hitler connections, the Schwarzenegger-Nazi connections tied in with the Bushes, the cult of death, the order of death, that and that's really who's running things. They really are part of a secret society. And it's 3 hours long, folks. The toll-free number to get Martial Law or any of my other films is 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. You can order via the Safe Secure shopping cart or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent-a-day monthly or yearly subscription, and you can see all 12 of my films, all my best audio interviews, my weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other films, a bunch of other books. It's an incredible deal, PrisonPlanet.tv, and that, by the way, that subscription service makes all my websites and my three webmasters, you know, all of that possible. So that's how you support us and get just great content, best deal out there, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, got to catch up because I didn't plug much yesterday, and you know, that's vital to our operation, so please support us. Jane in Baltimore, start over for those that just joined us, then we're going to go to other callers. You were watching C-SPAN, and repeat what that caller said and then get into some of the other examples. You talked about this awakening happening. Go ahead.
I just empirically speaking, I think they've overreached themselves with these London bombings because the media that I surf, and you know, C-SPAN a lot, Eocon talk, local talk radio here in Baltimore, because I know some of the personalities personally. I surf that and I call into that a lot, and left gatekeepers like Pacifica. And within the last 48 hours, it's amazing the way the tone of the discussion has changed. When I saw that Arutz Sheva article posted, linked to from your website, detailing the advance warning to Netanyahu that there would be a bombing occurring, I phoned in immediately to the local neocon AM affiliate, got online. Already two people had already called in and raised the prospect that these bombings were false flag operations by one or another intelligence agency. So that notion, and the guy was apoplectic, you know, the individual, I won't name him, but, you know, somebody I know here in Baltimore who's a talk show host. I don't know how well-intentioned he is, whether he's naive. I think he probably senses that that this is just too much already. These guys have overreached themselves. And I discern that also on the Pacifica affiliate in D.C. this morning. They're having people call and people are saying, hey, this just looks a little too packed. This looks like an inside job. Rolling back 9/11 again, people fall back on that. On July 4th, I happened to be, you know, I'm surfing internet radio and I tuned into KPFA and lo and behold, they're broadcasting a loose change audio, which is very, very striking, very compelling in its presentation. And then I started looking at the forum responses of people emailing.
Now, that's another 9/11 documentary.
Yeah, and there's so much out there. And I think it's breaking through, Alex. That's what I think is happening. I think the defection of people like Morgan Reynolds and Paul Craig Roberts, who are, you know, they're like rock-ribbed, you know, free market conservative Republicans, was a devastating blow, you know, to the neocons.
But what about George Galloway coming out when I said, well, couldn't the government carry out attacks? And he goes, yes, that's the big threat.
This meme, this concept of a state-sponsored terrorism, it's so critical to keep hammering away at that, because I think deep down inside there's an intuitive aspect.
Well, it's like 10 guys invented radio on the same week around the world, dozens of civilizations at the same time, invented the wheel within, you know, just a few years of each other, the archaeological record shows. Humans instinctively get a base of knowledge to a certain level, and it's almost as if by osmosis, people instinctively know what's going on. And, listen, I've done 2,600 and something radio interviews in the last 4 years, you know, since right before 9/11 and after, and I've seen a total shift. I mean, I do these talk shows where the host is attacking me, Jane, and no one calls in to disagree with me. I mean, maybe I'm one caller out of 20 or 30. So there is a total shift happening right now.
Alex, people like you and Jack Blood, and to be honest, I like the people over at RBM as well, you know, John Statler and those guys. People of your stature, you should be available to the public on the publicly owned media, the networks. You have that kind of world-class stature. And what I'm looking, we should be reaching out. You know, it was great that you had the British guys on there yesterday, and all the calls from Britain were so heartening that our cousins, our Anglo cousins over there, are with us in this fight against the New World Order.
By the way, I've got like 100 emails here from England alone. We posted some of them. I want to try to read some later. But real fast, I want to go to the other callers and get to news. Finish up the story on C-SPAN.
Well, a guy called in and said, itemizing, you know, the evidence that pointed to an inside job and the timing of it. And, of course, the main question, cui bono, who benefits? And, you know, Steve, I can't remember the name of the moderator on C-SPAN, but, you know, he's real mellow about it and all. And
was it Brian Lamb? Or?
No, it wasn't Brian Lamb. Steve, I can't think of
the dark-haired guy?
Yeah, right. He's on there just about every morning. He says, where do you get your information from? And the guy didn't hesitate a minute. He said, well, folks, there's lots of great places, but for a start, InfoWars, Prison Planet, Alex Jones, you're a meme in mainstream. You know what a meme is, Alex, right? If you know semiotics.
Yeah, it's a major thread.
Well, like an icon or a simple idea, like inside job is a meme. You say that to people, and they don't need to read four volumes of Gibbon's Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire.
No, I mean, it's a buzzword.
Right, false flag. We've got to spread these concepts. We have to educate the American public so they will be fit to rebuild a republic. That's really what this is about, isn't it? I mean, I hope it's what it's about. I will never be satisfied unless these guys are brought to trial.
I hear you. Never stop, Jane. Thank you. And look, folks, by facing the horror, by facing the truth, we will stop them from carrying out other attacks. I mean, if people wake up that this is inside job, you know, the media can keep denying it is, but if everybody on the ground knows the truth, and the CNN poll, 90% believe it's government, 50% in a major New York poll in Zogby, and that was, you know, 8-9 months ago. It's getting worse for them. If people on the ground know the truth, they will stop doing this, folks. I hope you understand that. So that's why we spend so much time on this subject. And it's at times like these, with these horrible bombings that are, you know, horrible for the people that died or were injured, for their families, you know, it becomes how evident how important this is. Barry in Louisiana, thanks for holding, Barry.
Yeah, Alex, it's two things. One, if you had the wherewithal to go blow up bombs in the middle of London, England, you would immediately announce who you are and why you did it for maximum terroristic effect. Two, the timeline is wrong. Tony Blair waited for Katie Couric, primetime audience in the United States, to come out and console his people. She went, oh, wait a minute, special report. Here comes Tony Blair to tell the world.
So yeah, that's why they waited. That's why they waited like, 4 or 5 hours. And then exactly, and it's totally staged.
Yeah, they did it for our consumption, and it was obvious. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. David in Louisiana. David, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Last night I was watching CNN, one of them channels, headline news or something. There was a woman on there, Nancy Grace, and that's all she was talking about was, we need a police state. We need to enforce these police laws, the Patriot Act, and everything like that. I mean, I've never seen her on TV before.
Well, yeah, their response is so obvious. We've got to give up our rights. We got to. That's how we fight the enemy. We got to do this. And, oh, look, some message board said it was Al-Qaeda, so it must be. Boy, here's our proof.
Yeah, I was washing clothes at about 3 o'clock in the morning. I was watching that on TV. I couldn't believe that freaking woman. I mean, she was just barreling it out. She was interviewing two or three other people that were agreeing.
Well, I mean, Nancy Grace is just a horrible police state intellectual prostitute.
Yeah, from the way I saw it, she's worse than Ann Coulter to me.
Well, she's trying to get that mantle, yes.
Yeah, Alex, I'm doing something for you. I'm promoting your website and GCN website on my car and advertising on my car everywhere I drive.
Well, I appreciate that. What, do you got a big poster?
I'm getting letters from Walmart. Sorry about that, but I'm getting a bunch of letters and putting a bunch of phrases of yours on my car. That's the best I can do for you, man.
Bless you. Just plug the website. Say, learn the truth.
That's what I'm doing. I got on there, GCNLive.com, real news that you can use so you can never be abused.
Hey, I like it.
Well, I got to go, Alex. I'm listening to you at work best I can, trying to educate everybody at work.
Well, God bless you, David. Take care, my friend. Ken in California. Ken, go ahead.
Yes, I believe there is enough evidence right now to indict Bush and Rumsfeld for ordering torture. Believe it or not, I don't think we're going to get him out of office on taking us to war illegitimately.
Yeah, it's like Al Capone using the income tax.
Exactly. There's plenty of evidence on this torture gate, as far as I'm concerned. They're doing it all over the world, as you know, in all kinds of secret locations. I think this is the best way to get them out. I was talking to one of the neocons right here in Los Angeles, one of the talk show hosts. I won't mention his name, but he was actually running scared because every Thursday he has what he calls disagreement day. We call him, we disagree with him, and whatever. And I mean, I'm not kidding. 90% of the people calling in were just blasting Bush over, you know, all the illegal things that he was doing. He was shocked. He was in absolute shock. And he started calling people names, you idiot. And one of my friends he called an idiot who had called up and da-da-da. But the fact of the matter is I think they're running scared now.
Sir, I mean, one example is I was on Kogo Radio like 2.5 years ago talking about 9/11 being an inside job for like 2 hours. And literally, it was like 20-1. The callers were calling and agreeing as the host was attacking me. And he said, "That's it. That's it. You're all crazy. It's a full moon." He hung up on me. I went and listened on the web. And he was going, "You're all just crazy. You've all gone crazy. It's a full moon. Why are you agreeing with this nut?" You see, it doesn't matter. They can all split. Look. Here's the example. 92% of Americans in major polls believe the U.S. government killed Kennedy. Now, those were polls a couple years ago. Okay, it's getting worse for them. So 8% can sit up there on TV and say, "We're all crazy." But we know the truth. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Right.
I mean, so you're experiencing what I've seen. And then there's a big group of people that are weak-minded and think that TV is what the main view is, and the TV is the truth, and the front page of the paper is the truth. And so they'll stay in that paradigm. But we've got it. Listen, the only thing they've got over us now is we still feel like we're alone. We're actually the majority, but we're actually winning, but we don't know we're winning. We're listening to Tokyo Rose propaganda saying we're going to lose this fight when we're actually taking over their positions. We're actually taking over their media. We're actually having victories everywhere. And I tell you, now is the danger time. You think these bombings of these buses is a big deal? We could wake up any morning with smallpox. We could wake up any morning with nukes going off. And it's a catch-22. If we put up with the globalists, they were going to do this even sooner. Okay? Because this is their plan. Total martial law forever.
I agree.
But it's a catch-22. So we have to expose them. But at the point we expose them and they're imploding, they will carry out these attacks probably regardless. So, but at least people will be awake and their system of martial law won't be able to be fully installed. So it's not a pretty prospect. But you know what? If somebody's going to attack us and if the globalists are going to come up and punch us, we might as well stand up. You know, I mean, they are abusive, they are vicious, they are offensive, they are offensively attacking us. So all we can do is tell the truth and, you know, let the chips fall where they may and know that God's on our side.
I agree.
Anything else, Ken?
That's it.
I appreciate your call. I mean, the phones are wide open right now. I mean, I'm sure they're loaded up, but I mean, my point is that you can call in and, you know, you disagree with me on what happened in England. You're welcome to do it. I mean, you can do it. Well, we don't censor and listen to all the callers. They're agreeing. Bob in Idaho, you're on the air. Go ahead, Bob.
Morning, Alex.
Hello.
I'd like to comment on something I heard early yesterday morning before the media clamped down in London.
Yes.
I was on a road trip, and I was coming home, and I was listening to a station out of Lewis in Idaho, and a news blurb came over the radio, and the lady was ABC News, and she reported that there were multiple explosions in the subway in London that had gone off simultaneously, and there were thousands of casualties. And that's all. And that basically was the gist of it. And I got home about an hour later. I called my girlfriend, who's now in Phoenix right now, and I told her to turn on the television and tell me what she saw.
Well, that's the reports they were getting, because multiple cops, mm-hmm. bobbies, were reporting, I'm looking at 50 people down. Mm-hmm. And so each of those are counted as reports. Mm-hmm. The numbers went up to like 40 dead and 800 and something wounded. So a casualty doesn't mean dead. You can also
sure.
mean injured. So sure. that was over-reporting of the explosions.
Uh-huh.
Well, stay there, and we'll talk about it more, Ken, or Bob. Excuse me.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
They are cunning. They see themselves basically owners of a bunch of farm animals. And that we're to be corralled and controlled and culled. And we have to stop being weak-minded. We have to stop being naive. We have to learn history. We have to learn what Machiavelli taught us when he wrote The Prince 500 plus years ago. And we have to look at the facts and look at who stands to gain and then look at all the actual physical evidence of who's behind the attacks. And then it becomes sterling clear. What we do know was not a false report, as they tried to claim, was the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu was warned by the British government not to go to one of these meetings because there was the major threat of an attack. That's even before the attack. And we know then other warnings went out to other officials and dignitaries who were in the area right after it, while they were telling the public that it was just some power surges while they got their story straight and tried to control the situation. Then at the very same time, we have reports that came out, of course, that there were upwards of 8-10 bombings. That's because in a tunnel, folks, if a bomb goes off, it sends a shockwave and, smoke and fire down, in some cases hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of yards. And so you had different groups of police and different railroad workers, different tube workers, underground workers, reporting explosions. And then you'd have groups of police coming in from different areas of the tunnels and seeing the injured and reporting those numbers back. And so you've got a lot of duplication of numbers, but it's around 40 dead. And what is it, 800 injured now are the numbers we're getting, coming up on 2 days after the event. Let's go back to Bob in Idaho. Bob, anything else?
Yeah, I just one more comment, Alex. I just found it fascinating how they were, the major media here in the States was trying really hard to minimize what had happened over there. I think it's going to be fascinating again when the truth comes out, because I think the Mossad did this.
You think the Mossad did it?
Yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate your call. I mean, all I know is that it has been admitted in Israeli newspapers that Mossad will grab 15, 18-year-old Palestinian men, torture them for years, then train them, fund them, get them under their control, in other cases just recruit people that will work for them, and to carry out bombings in Israel and in surrounding areas, to then blame it on the Palestinians as a pretext to crack down. Now, that's Haaretz, UPI, Jerusalem Post. That is admitted public. That's not debatable. But then we have Putin doing it. We have Bush doing it. We have Clinton doing it. We have the British doing it. We have so many governments doing this. I mean, this is a favorite tactic going back thousands of years. Burn your own building, blame it on the enemies, bomb your own building, blow up your own ship. So we don't know right now who specifically carried it out. And you got to remember that these intelligence agencies, the Mossad, Shin Bet, MI6, British Intelligence, MI5, CIA, Defense Intelligence, they're all interconnected, interlocking. So, I can't say the Israelis did this, but it does stink to high heaven that they warned Benjamin Netanyahu. Let's go ahead. We just know the government stands to gain, the centralized powers. Let's talk to Rose in South Carolina. We'll probably have to hold her over to the next hour, but go ahead and get started, Rose.
I don't have too much to say, Alex, but maybe I can get it in. Did not someone say Giuliani was over there? Did not he go into some kind of security business after he left his...
Yeah, he's made himself just tens of millions of dollars fighting terror, and he was literally, in his own words, yards away from one of the explosions.
I found that very interesting.
Stinks to high heaven, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. All right, thank you, Alex.
Rose, anything else?
No. I just find things is moving very fast, it looks like.
They are. Thank you for the call. We've got to remain very vigilant and get the truth out.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to gcnlive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.